Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine. How's everybody doing today?
Terrific.
All right. That's one terrific, if anybody's counting. That's one terrific and two. Joe Haley, you're terrific today.
I get to spend
time. Why are you so terrific?
I get to spend time with some very fine people.
The best and the brightest?
Us?
No, later on today. My family will be home from school and work, so I'm looking forward to that.
Also joining us here today is Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages. Kathy, you are just this morning.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Well, why is that?
I'm tired.
You're tired.
Tired, Andy.
Well, can we wake you up a little bit?
I hope so.
All right, Vin, get her a little Four Loko or something. Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource. How are you today?
I'm super.
Oh, super. Good. You've improved from the first time I asked you. We also have Craig Veltri manning the tech board and Vinny Driscoll answering your calls today. Oh, that's right. Excuse me. Facebook Vinny Driscoll. Answering your calls today. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We will be taking your calls about how to create self-promotion campaigns that generate real sales. So if you have questions about how to run a self-promo campaign, we have the answers for you. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. And Joe, if we take their call on the air, what are we going to give them?
Oh, October is a date with Kathy Houston month.
So. Oh, sweet.
Yes, you get to have a date with Kathy Houston. If that doesn't work out.
Yeah, baby.
If that doesn't work out, we'll send you a $25 Visa gift card.
All right.
It's about the same value.
No, Joe. I'm cheaper.
With that as your motivation, do give us a ring. 215-953-4979. Joe, what else are we going to talk about on today's show?
You know what, Andy? We talk about upselling all the time, how to increase sales with one client. Well, Kathy has a look at how to sell more to one company. And you are going to dispel some myths for us, aren't you?
Oh, you bet I am.
Business myths. Myths to ditch now. I have five creative ways for small businesses to save money. And despite the economy, shoppers are indulging in some purchases. Michelle has a look at what that is.
Pet Halloween costumes. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Jesus.
Crazy. They're indulging in pet Halloween costumes?
Millions and millions of dollars.
For your new dog,
pet
Andy.
Halloween costumes.
I had a little trip to the Halloween store this weekend. We could talk about that
later.
Okay,
good.
For your new dog?
No.
We have Starbucks is doing a job stimulation type promotion here. It involves a promotional product. When you look at it, if you don't go deeper in the story, it looks a little wacky at first.
It does seem wacky.
It does at first. It seems a little wacky. But when you get into the full story, it's actually an interesting thing that they were doing. We have some other things, including our favorite products. But we're going to start everything off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with acquisition news. Top 40 distributor Halo Branded Solutions has acquired Centennial Colorado distributor Logos Your Way. The deal adds about 30 salespeople and $10 million in revenue to Halo's totals. Counselor Top 40 supplier Ennis has acquired print wholesaler Print Graphics, Inc., which will maintain its name and retain all of its employees. Print Graphics is the 14th largest print company in the industry, and its president, Paul Curry, will remain in his current role. Staying in the acquisitions area, new counselor analysis shows that mergers and acquisitions activity in the ad specialty market increased by 19% over the first 9 months of 2011. Check out the full analysis in Promogram today. And finally, some industry product line deals to report. Top 40 supplier Gemline struck a partnership with Igloo to carry an exclusive line of Igloo soft-sided coolers. And TRG Group signed a deal with Wenger SA to carry the Swiss manufacturer's line of backpacks, laptop cases, portfolios, and select outdoor and sporting gear. Kathy's laughing at me for some reason. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
You know, I feel like Inspector Gadget today because I got some high-tech products.
Inspector Gadget. Mm-hmm. Joe as Inspector Gadget. That's an interesting image that we've all been left with.
Thanks, Andy.
All right. Well, make sure to check that out in Promogram today and all of the industry news.
You're having trouble this morning.
Today.
I know.
I am. You know, I wasn't expecting to be in the host chair, and it's causing problems. All right. We're going to go to the phones now. Again, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Any questions you have about how to put together a self-promo campaign, we are here to answer them for you, and Kathy's here to give you a date.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, on line two, let's lead it off with Natalie. Natalie, how are you today?
great. How are you?
Doing great.
What's do you want a date?
I do, Kathy. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Let's move on. Natalie, what's your question for those?
Well, I was wondering if you guys could give me some examples of effective self-promotion campaigns that won't blow my budget.
What's your budget?
My budget?
Not that much.
I just need some good ideas for, you know,
inexpensive self-promos.
Yes, like cheap things that will get people.
Michelle, you're our self-promo queen. What do you think?
Yeah, there's one that really costs, I think, you know, what does a stamp cost these days? I don't even know. 42 cents?
I don't know either.
Okay, it costs that.
We don't know. That's amazing. Is it 44?
Cliff Quicksell gave an example in some of the classes that I teach at ASI shows on self-promotion. Send a letter and, you know, a mailing envelope to a client or a prospect and, you know, tell what you do and everything. The next day, crumple up the same letter, a copy of the same letter, smooth it out, mail back to them with a post-it note saying, see, aren't you, you know, you should be really paying attention to this. And it freaks most people out. And they're like, wow, how'd you know I threw out the first copy?
Oh, that's
and
funny.
And it costs nothing. But it's a smart way to get someone's attention.
That's cute.
And in Cliff's example, he said that I think 9 times out of 10, he got feedback. In subsequent classes that I gave where people had tried that, it was shocking how many people got reaction. And that cost nothing, literally the cost of a stamp.
That's interesting. Joe,
that's a really cute idea.
Joe,
that's
what do you really think? Good. What's a good low-cost item to use as a self-promo?
You know, low-cost, anything that's mailable. I like the little magnets that are affixed to a postcard. And the idea with that is that, you know, people are still going to go to the refrigerator when they want to order their pizza.
Pizza?
When they're in the office, they got a metal filing cabinet. Why not go to the filing cabinet for that, you know, magnet that's going to get people to go for the promotional need? So it's kind of, you know, simple. It's inexpensive. The postcard could do double duty by putting down all your products and services that you can offer in addition to just promotional products.
Another example, this was either from Billy Boo or Cliff Quicksell. They mailed a stick. That cost, you know, nothing because they went to the woods
like
and found
a stick from the woods?
Mailed a stick and with the copy, you know, just written on a letter that said, I'll give you more ideas than you could shake a stick at.
Ah.
Phenomenal Great. Response.
You know, one of my favorite promotions of all time was about 12 years ago. An advertising agency in Philadelphia sent out, at the holiday times, winter, okay, you're expecting snow, maybe not, but they sent out a snowman kit, and included in there was an imprinted scarf with their company and the logo on it, but they also included, you know, 3 pieces of coal for the... They had a carrot. Everything was made out of wood, but it was the coal for the eyes and the nose,
right.
And a carrot, I mean, coal for the eyes and the mouth, and the carrot was wooden for the nose and stuff like that. I thought it was a creative idea, you know, just get
That's
ready
really
for
cute.
The snow to come. But it also includes a product that they can keep, which right. is the scarf. So a little more expensive, but the holiday times, the winter promotion, I think it's an awesome
idea. And like Michelle said last week, too, the mailable calendars, especially this time of year, people really appreciate them, and they're going to be hanging on your refrigerator or sitting on your desk, depending on what version you choose. And your phone number and contact information will be there for them to call when they need another order.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right, Natalie. Well, hopefully that gives you some ideas. And hang on line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. All right, on line one, we have Cal. Cal, how are you today?
Good. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Cal.
What's your question for the host?
So I'm a big fan of giving food gifts around the holidays. I find that they usually don't go to waste. But I was wondering, you know, is there any sort of clever sort of phrases or taglines I could use that I want to give out, like cookies, candy, or maybe the gift baskets?
I think you're the sweetest customer ever.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, duh.
We're nuts about you.
We're nuts about you.
Yeah, we're nuts about you.
Call us for sweet ideas.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of drivel.
Wow, wow, Cat.
Let's
cynical much, Cat.
Let's please not refer to our ideas as drivel, Kathy.
We prefer blather.
Andy, you got any ideas?
Well, I think sweet is an obvious and also good one.
And the nuts.
The nuts is a good one.
Don't be a sucker.
Don't be a sucker is a good one. You can do a lot with that, actually.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Kencraft is a really good new lollipop company in the industry, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think just you know, being creative and playing off of obviously what you're presenting is the key. Like we said with our first caller, Cal, it's not always necessarily the item that you're sending, but how creative you are in packaging it and presenting it, and you know, coming up with like you're looking for a little tagline. So
chocolate covered pretzels, we offer you a new twist in your promotion.
Ooh, Joe,
peppermint sticks, stick with us. Uh-huh. Your sales are sure to soar.
See,
sure, ooh, sure to soar.
See that, Cal? Now you really got Joe's wheels turning. They're working for you. All right, Cal. Well, good luck, and hopefully you come up with something sweet.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, Andy. Nice.
You like that, huh?
I did.
I think that the idea here, though, is like I said, it's not necessarily about the item per se, but how you're connecting with the audience you're trying to
absolutely,
you know, send something mm-hmm. to. And so it's you can't just think, oh, I'm going to send a calendar, and so they're going to remember me. It's got to be a little bit more deeper than that.
I'd go so far to say that it's not about the product. It's about the message and the
right.
packaging.
Yeah, absolutely.
The product's kind of ancillary.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have another couple callers on the line. On line three, we have Joe. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How y'all doing?
Doing great. What's your question for us this morning?
Well, you kind of answered a lot of the ideas that I had there, or gave me ideas. I a lot of times send self-promotional items out to current customers who hadn't ordered from me in a while or that I've dealt with in the past. But as far as cold send out to customers, new potential clients, I hadn't really thought of what type of self-promotional items maybe I should do there since these are people I'm introducing myself to.
All right, so what do you guys think? Ideas to use self-promos that are trying to attract new clients, new business.
I think the one that Joe said, the magnets on a postcard that yeah. You list all your services and you know what you have to offer the client.
You know, you could do something playing off of, you know, everyone hates cold calls, so we wanted this to be warm and send them like tea or coffee.
Yeah, that's
or
cute.
Something like that.
Right. I like that.
There you go.
Or even drop like a box of donuts off in one of those logoed donut boxes mm-hmm. with coffee for the entire office mm-hmm. and say, here, we want to warm you up to our ideas or something
that's great.
Like that.
I like that too.
Yeah, Joe, I think the idea is to use something that will catch their attention and also make them remember you, but also to use a tagline, a message that that resonates with them. You know, if you know the client, new customers in your area are looking to save money, then maybe that's a way you can go after it. Or if you know they're looking for new ideas, then, you know, you emphasize your creativity. But I would say try to use a sort of targeted message in the self-promo that you're doing. All right, Joe, well, hang on the line, and Vinny will get your information for your Visa gift card. All right, we have a lot of other callers on the line, but we need to take a break to hear from our show sponsor, I Promote You. So when we get back, we will continue the self-promo conversation.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or visit www.ipromoteyou.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we are talking about self-promos and how distributors can really stand out with self-promos to their clients and be remembered. And we have a few more callers on the line right now. If you have a question, do give us a ring at 215-953-4979. All right, on line four, we have Bob. Bob, how are you this morning?
Just fine, thanks. You guys are really waxing wise there.
Wow. That's the first time we've ever been told that.
We have our moments, Bob. No,
we try to wax wise, but it really doesn't happen often. Bob, what can we help you with today?
Well, I like the message that it's the presentation that really gets the attention. And when you were talking a bit earlier, you were talking about, you know, the deal with the letter and then crumpling one up.
Yes.
I think you gave me an idea for a campaign that I'd like to use. And what I thought I would do is, you know, do exactly what you suggested, but then just add, you know, something like, you want your letters to work and not get tossed, stick with us. Post-it notes can do the trick.
That's a great idea.
I like that.
You know, stick with us. You know, you're getting kind of a concept, but you're also giving them a promotional product.
Yeah, that's great.
I like to give them something, and I'm a firm believer in lumpy mail or dimensional mail, whatever you want to call it, because I know when I get the stuff in the mail, I say, oh, I don't want to do business with this company, but I got to see what they sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you come home and you got lumpy mail, the kids are like, what's in that? Mm-hmm. What's in that? Dad, open that.
It's that little bit of mystery, and I think it's the presentation that can convert you from being skeptical to, well, maybe I should talk to these people.
That's a good point. All right, Bob. Well, thanks
good
for the
luck.
Ideas, and good luck, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card. If anybody has any further ideas on self-promos that have worked for them, give us a ring, 215-953-4979. On line one, we have Irv. Irv, how are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Irv. Good morning. Hi. What's your question or a comment for us today?
It's a comment, and it probably fits more into the effective strategies for selling more to one company.
Mm-hmm.
But this would also be self-promotion because it's exactly what it took for me to get my foot in the door. About 3 years ago, I landed a real nice customer, and they have every year increased the value of what product they're going to go for as far as the selection of shirts. They have moved from a lower class now all the way up to a higher class, which means more profit for me. I had a hard time getting in initially, and for the last 3 years, I've been trying not only to get their spring order, but to get their fall and winter order, and yesterday I finally hit pay dirt.
Nice.
So
Woo.
I'm very
wow.
happy about that. But what it really took was perseverance, number one, and I actually became a fixture at the place. I mean, it was on my way home from work, so I would always stop in to talk to the ladies that were the point people for the business, and just we've developed a relationship now where they look forward to me coming in and showing some other things that I might have, or offering samples is probably another thing that I did for the winter order. They were very particular on the style Oxford shirts, and I finally hit pay dirt, as I said, by finally getting them to like a shirt that I presented to them. I just had to find what their niche was, and it finally happened for me yesterday.
Irv, let me ask you a question. How many times would you estimate that you talked to them before that deal really came through?
For the Oxford shirts?
Yep.
I would say every week for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
see, so
that's
sometimes
awesome.
Sometimes that's what it takes, though. Well,
yeah, so that, believe me, that was perseverance, and I didn't feel like I was being pushy at all because, every year I always seem to have the sample shirts. I just wasn't hitting the one that appealed to them. But yesterday the manager came in while I happened to be in the office, and he said, "Who are we ordering these shirts from?" And I said, "Well, hopefully from Broomworks Embroidery." And the girl said, "Yeah, this is where we're going to get them." So it kind of worked out really nice for me.
Nice. All right. Well, congratulations on that deal, Irv, and thanks for the call.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. We have another caller on the line. Line two, Stanley is on the line. Stanley, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. What's your question or comment for the host today?
Well, one of my comments is that I find sometimes we are guilty of exactly what our clients want to do with us, and that is, what can we do that's the cheapest? And I find that sometimes it's not going to be the cheapest, but we don't need to do so many of them. I just did through Colorado Timberline. I just had some cuffs made, and a couple of them had my name on them, but most of the ones I did, I personalized them to clients that I wanted to meet with, and I made two cups per client. I just did 10 cups with, two logos per client, five orders. Self-promotion is real simple. I had my name put on the bottom of the mug so that my name travels with the mug. And I met with the clients, and I brought in little packets of coffee and went to their front desk. And one out of the five I had to drop off, but the other four clients actually met with me right on the spot.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think personalization is a really smart way to get people's attention.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's spreads the message of what people in this industry do. You can really exemplify the ways that you can help clients by almost helping yourself.
Stanley's also talking about targeting. Targeting yeah. your best opportunity mm-hmm. here. Years ago, Vernon helped a company with a trade show promotion, and they got a list of all the attendees, but they identified the top 100 prospects there for that, and they sent a mailing that was just the case for a set of binoculars, Bushnell binoculars, and they said, if you come by and listen to a presentation, you'll get the binoculars to go into the case. 100% response rate.
There you go.
Well, awesome, it is, Kathy.
I know.
But, it's targeted. And like Stanley says, you don't have to go to the cheapest. Target a little better and look at your success rate.
That's true.
There you go. Good message. All right, Stanley, well, thanks for the call and thanks for the ideas.
Thank you.
All right, well, one of our callers touched on the idea of how to sell more to one company, and I think it was Irv who really struck gold in a way. So, Kathy, Give us some ideas on how to expand the relationship and sell more to one company.
Yes, well, we have a really great article in October issue of Advantages, the one with Snooki on the cover, Andy.
Ah, of course.
Your favorite?
My favorite.
You know, the point of this article, it's called One Company, 12 Contacts, and it's there are so many departments within one client company, so you have to keep, sales reps should always be asking, who can I make my next customer? And also be asking your current customer at that company. Think about marketing people, HR people, people that head up the foundations, the engineering department, safety. Mm-hmm. There's like all kinds of people that you can be targeting. But here's some things to keep in mind also when you are selling across departments. First of all, you have to keep pricing consistent or at least avoid short-term discounting, because if you're going to discount it for one department,
right,
everyone's going to be, you know, expect it, and you're not going to make any money.
Actually, I think that's an important point in the sense that when you're calling on a company initially, mm-hmm, you need to strategically think of how you're going to price things, because if you're trying to expand the relationship, you're going to be locked into that pricing most likely. So even if you're like offering incentives for a first deal,
right,
be careful, because that is something that's going to stick. If you go to the marketing department and then you go to HR, mm-hmm, for something else, they're going to say, well, what
why
was
did
the pricing?
They get the,
yeah,
exactly.
You don't want that. So
right,
definitely think strategically.
Yeah, that's the number one important tip. And also be patient with corporate politics, because, you know, each department has its own systems in place. You kind of have to go with the flow. It can be discouraging when one department says, yes, let's do it, and another says, no, you know, we have to talk to so-and-so. But you really have to pay attention to each department's little idiosyncrasies. Also, talk to your existing contacts and find out what other departments could use your services. Like I said at the beginning, start off with that. And use your experience with the company as a selling point. You're familiar with their brand, the reputation they want to put forward, their image, and all their logo, you know, how it works on certain products. So you have that experience already. Why should they work with anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
So all important tips, but check out the October issue of Advantages magazine.
Who's on the cover?
The one with
Snooki
on the cover, our
That's
favorite
right.
from Jersey Shore. All right, thanks, Kathy. That was a great idea. Definitely check those out. All right, I found an article on business myths that companies should immediately ditch. So let me throw a couple of these out at you. We'll post the rest on our website at asicentral.com/radio. The first business myth is that competitors are always unfriendly. What do you guys think about that?
I think
that's wrong.
It's wrong, right? Yeah, it is not so. They can really be good, not just information providers, but you can even find partners in competitors or in
mm-hmm.
companies that you think are competitors. You know, there's many companies. I talked to a distributor just the other day who works with a local ad agency. And, you know, the distributor provides things that the ad agency, you know, could, but really just doesn't want to get into. And
mm-hmm.
they used to almost see each other as competitors, and now they're really getting business from each other. So it's definitely something to look at.
Competition's good, too. If no one challenges mm-hmm. you,
then you get in a rut, Joe.
Right. I mean, exactly. So I think competition's good.
We all need a little competition.
Right.
There you go. Good. Let me throw another one out. Gross margins will grow as you get bigger. That's a myth. It's
yeah.
not always true. You have to be careful. Sometimes if you're selling to larger clients, they'll tend to squeeze your gross margins a little bit on pricing, like we were talking about with larger companies. You can sell to a couple different departments, but you have to be careful. Also, as your sales get bigger, gross margins don't go in line with those often. You know, you have more expenses that come into that. So there's the point there is to watch your margins as closely as possible, especially as you're growing. That's the most important point. We'll post the rest of these myths on our website again, as I said, at asicentral.com/radio. All right, let me see. Where are we going? Joe.
Yeah.
Five creative ways for a small business to save.
That's easy.
We were just talking. It is. I know. We were just talking about margins and mm-hmm. the importance of watching expenses as you grow.
Okay.
What are ways that they can save?
I'm going to give you a few of them. One of them is to get rid of the offices. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid. And everyone just comes in. There's cubicles. First come, first serve. A company did this, and it's John DeHart. He's the CEO of a home healthcare provider, Nurse Next Door. So they have all these cubicles. Okay. First come, first serve. Not only did they save money, they went from 28 employees to 45. They saved $60,000 in rent,
wow.
and they saved $40,000 in IT infrastructure costs. So, you know, the idea that, you know, everyone's on the same system, doesn't make a difference. You don't need those big offices. You don't need as much space. I'm going to give you another one here. Ask for a better deal. A lot of people think that your fixed costs, like your electric and your heating and, you know, your cable costs, your phone provider, those are all fixed. Well, you can actually negotiate with them, and if you do it smartly, you can save money. One company reduced their monthly costs by $1,650. That's a good sizable chunk of change when
just
you look
asking.
At that. Just by asking, right. Being able to negotiate. You know, don't think that everything's a fixed cost. I'll give you one more here. They say try the cloud. And for me, the cloud has been a very confusing thing. But I think the easiest way to say is that you don't store your data on a mainframe, you know, system here at your company. You actually, someone else is going to hold all your data and have all your infrastructure there. So when you do this, you're going to save money. One company saved $15,000 annually on IT support because they didn't need it. It was through the cloud. The other savings include cheaper backups, lower electric bills, no downtime caused by hardware and software problems. So, you know, their suggestion, more companies should go to the cloud for their, you know, computer things.
Uh-huh. Wow. In tech terms.
It was going so well, Joe.
I know. I just
Joe explained in the cloud until he went to the words computer things.
I hope our IT guys aren't listening to me. Anyway, there's 5 tips. We're going to post them on our website a little later, and they're from CNNmoney.com.
All right. Well, now it is time for all of our favorite segments. It's our favorite things.
Computer
Joe,
things.
Why don't you lead us off?
Thank
and
you,
don't
Andy.
Talk about any computer things.
This is called the My Domes. It is a knit cap, and if anyone's a fan of college football, they'll notice that this looks like the Oregon Ducks football helmet, which has got the O on the side, and it's got little rubber placards of the badges on the front and the back. This is exactly how their helmet looks. If you want to see, I'll flip it inside out, you'll see that it's double-lined here, so you don't get that backing from the embroidered logo. So they could do this for any college team, any pro team, any high school team. I think it's great with the colder weather coming up for football fans. Booster clubs can sell them. They can also do it in they'll make it look like a hockey helmet, too. If you've ever been to a hockey game, high school, those arenas are cold. So, again, it's a great product for those booster clubs. And it is from New Line Concepts, Inc., and the ASI number and all the contact information is on our website.
Are you
I don't
put,
have it in front of
nice.
Me.
Are you going to have that on your head in the Joe Show? Because I want to see it.
I did. I did a Joe Show on tailgating products. This is one of the things I actually wore.
In other words,
I have
Kathy.
Eye black.
In other words,
you
I didn't
missed
watch
it.
It.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, you're up next.
Thanks for watching.
Yes, this is from Magic Concepts, which is being carried through Leeds, ASI 66887. This is a little puzzle that would be perfect actually for the pharmaceutical market. People are always asking, what can I sell to pharmaceutical market? It folds out and messages can be printed on a variety of things. This is shaped like a pill capsule and was sold to a pharmaceutical company to help explain what the drug does. So it'd be perfect for that and would be allowed under the pharmaceutical guidelines because it's educational.
Smart idea. Very good.
I like it because it's tactile because you can play with it.
You can play with it, which I have not stopped touching.
Michelle's pretty much been playing
too.
With it all show.
Yeah. So it'll be on our website at asicentral.com/radio.
All right, Kathy, your turn.
All right, you know how I love calendars, Andy? I'm always talking about them. Well, here's
You're
a little
calendar fanatic.
Here's a little different twist. It's a perennial calendar, and it's also a clear pen holder that you put on your desk or in your college dorm, wherever, and it's filled with Jelly Belly jelly beans. It has a digital calendar on the front. It features a time, month, day, date, and indoor temperature, and it's from Dard Products, ASI 48500. And you can click on the website that is on our website and get right to it.
Very, very, very
nice. The website on our website.
The website
they get to another
website.
That's right.
All right. I went with a pink product in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a stylish watch that is shown in the October issue of Counselor. And it's part of the proceeds go to either the Breast Cancer Resource Center or Planned Parenthood. So great fundraiser for this month. It's available from Express Pens, which is ASI 53411. And you can see all of those items on our website, as Kathy said, at asicentral.com/radio. Okay, Joe, before we go, we promised, we teased about the Starbucks promotion that is going to, what is it? Lower the unemployment rate. So
yeah, it's a stimulus
what's
plan.
What's the deal with that?
Okay, for a $5 or more donation, you'll get a promotional product. It's a little wristband that says indivisible on it because we're one country, indivisible. And that money, 100% of the donations will go towards loans for companies and organizations that can add jobs or stem job growth.
Wow.
Or stem job losses, I'm sorry. So it's kind of like wacky. It's like, how the heck is Starbucks going to do it? Well, they're affiliating with an organization, and all the loans go out through Jobs for USA program, which will run indefinitely. And they work through a company called Opportunity Finance Network, and that was created 27 years ago. It's invested $23.2 billion and generated nearly 300,000 jobs through 2009. So this money is really being put to good use. So it's going to be donated, and then people who want to start small businesses and, you know, create jobs there, they can go for the loans, and it works just like you would get a loan from a bank. Most of these loans have already been paid back. So it's kind of the cycle just doesn't, you know, doesn't grind down. It just keeps repeating itself. So I thought it was an absolutely, you know, at first it looked a little weird. It's like, you know, what can Starbucks. Look at Starbucks. Look at Starbucks do, but you know, actually, if they can collect enough money, I mean, millions of people go to Starbucks almost every day, and they're in essence also trying to build 200 more facilities. So they're going to try and create more jobs
as
well.
They're going to be
hiring too. So yeah, so they're putting their money where their mouth. You know, whatever that goes.
Yeah, computer things.
I think I'm done for the day. Computer things. I think I'm going to go home and go back to bed.
It's a smart move on Starbucks' part, though. Some good
it
PR
is.
For trying to kind of
stimulate
the economy
that's
and
really
lift
cool.
up the job market.
And then what do you think about the wristband? The wristband does not say Starbucks on it anywhere. It just says Indivisible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about that, I guarantee people are going to remember where they got it from. Because they
course.
Feel good they gave that donation.
Goodwill.
It's going to help this country get back to work.
There you go.
That's right.
Well, we'll post
and
the whole
using
thing.
A promo product. So
yeah.
Smart use right there. Well, unfortunately, we are all out of time, and we're not going to let Joe talk anymore about computer things. But
doohickeys. Computer doohickeys.
Join us again next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody.